Now let's talk stock markets, because business is booming on UAE stock markets in particular. Trading volumes up about 500% or so over the past week. Why? Well, let's find out right now from one of the UAE's leading stockbrokers. He is Mohammed Ali Yassin of NBAD Securities, and he joins us on the line now from the nation's capital. Morning, Mohammed.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mohammed, and I'm very excited about the return of volumes on local stock markets. I bet you, as a stockbroker who gets paid off commission. Just tell us, first of all, quantify the change we've seen in the past week or 10 days or so, and then try and explain why it's happened.
Yeah, November was an excellent month so far. I mean, we've traded so far in November more than we traded in October and September together. And probably this month is going to be one of the strongest months we're going to see in 2016, probably the second best performing month in terms of traded value. Most of the trading volume came on, of course, you repeat the name every day when you report the markets, is the GFH, the Schwaz, those are the ones, the Gulf Navigations, the Shrocks, and so on. And these are all are what we used to call, if you want, beginning of the year, were below a dirham kind of stocks or close to. And now suddenly we see them going above a dirham. Some of them are going close to two. And it's the way I explain it, really, because if you look at the fundamentals, nothing has really changed fundamentally in the economy in the past 3 weeks in order for us to justify such a jump. So what is this? What this means is this is a liquidity-driven rally. There's a huge amount of liquidity being directed towards these smaller stocks, and there is a good appetite from investors where they see that those shares move up, actually they jump up, and they jump on the bandwagon. So that continuity and that rounding of that liquidity into these limited shares continues. That has been good for us in terms of stock brokers or people who are holding these shares. Has it been good for the market overall? I think in terms of sentiment, we see a positive turn in sentiment. However, in terms of a move of an index, we still are about, even with yesterday's gains, we're about just about 6% for the DFM index since beginning of year. For the ADX, we're below, still we're in negative territory, because these stocks don't move the index. You did not get a similar move to spread across all other stocks in the market.
Mohammed, Malcolm here, morning.
Hi, Malcolm, how are you?
Hi, these penny stocks, or ex-penny stocks, what's moving it? Is it local market players, or is any of the volume brought in by the MSCI index that's actually caused this? Where's the money coming from?
It is coming from local, it is very, very much local money. It's very much local players, and they're moving it based on promises of future growth of these companies. We could look at GFH and see what it is. They claim, for example, that they have won a court case. Didn't came actually true. They won a court case, which means that they're going to get, retrieve about $400 million worth of assets from an ex-CEO, which means it's going to be reflecting positively on its bottom line, and some other stocks with other stories. The issue here I have is that you are pricing 2 to 3 years profits now. And that usually is not sustainable going forward in stock markets.
Well, listen, Mohammed, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there. But thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning to clarify that. Whatever the reasons, it's nice to see a bit of volume back on the markets.
Indeed,
we'll catch up with you again soon. That's Mohammed Ali Yassin. He's the Managing Director of National Bank of Abu Dhabi Securities, one of the country's leading stockbrokers.